But if we did what it takes to completely fix that, we'd have no money for taxiway B. So we're going to do taxiway B first, because that gets the most use, and then we'll do some patching on the concrete apron to get us through, you know, hopefully till next year, so we can fix it right. So what else? What am I missing here?
We'll do another round of stormwater improvements, this time on the industrial park side, to put stormwater in place so those last few lots can be developed. Runway 422, we should get our grant in August, which will allow us to start the actual design. I'm not sure if that's exactly what you said. And then guard building, but maybe we'll need the guard building.
Does anybody have any questions or
plans, whether temporary or intermediate or whatever, to address the weeds and the cracks and so forth in the asphalt area between the two local hangars there?
They go out and spray. I don't know how often they've been doing it. They've been out there at least once so far. And there's a couple places where they're pretty tall.
So as far as ceiling or anything like that, will be at least next year.
Yeah, ceiling, it's not going to fix it. No. It's going to have to be overlaid. And but that was
just getting weeds out of it. We certainly spruce up the appearance of it. Anyway. Abandoned and neglected out there now.
Where are you talking about the?
In front of my hangar, then in the next area over. Okay. Towards your shop.
Asphalt areas.
Middle there.
Out on the main ramp, too. Transit ramp has weeds. They're going to send the lawnmowers out there soon.
Today.
Can you talk to Doug, Jim? Yes, Doug. You go out and spray the weeds.
Yeah, it's probably just the kind of thing where they come up fast. And it's not that Doug hasn't been diligent about it, but they come up fast.
If you're just spraying Roundup, that just kills what's there. You need to sterilize to kill future growth. Yes.
I know that when they spray, they drown those things with whatever it is they're using. And we've had a hard time this summer keeping up with the grass on the airfield. And, you know, it's a matter of being able to get the people to go out and do those things.
Is that because of a manpower shortage, or is that because of a mower breakdown?
It's mostly manpower. A lot going on.
Looking for some volunteers. Especially those that want to cut around their own hands, you know, it's okay. You will have no problem doing it.
I think people are doing that. Good. People that have their own hangars, or I think they are responsible for cutting their own grass.
This is the place we let the deer come out and graze on those things.
Yeah. There's cows out there.
they won't jump the fence like deer will. Unless you want it with no one moves.
All right, as the president of Lost Control, this means let's get back.
Can I mention one other thing about this?
Yes, sir.
We've been hopeful that there might be a possibility of some additional state money towards a 1,000-foot runway versus the 500-foot with the news stories about this defect finding extra money for this, you know, coming in the additional SG money and so on. But at this point, it doesn't seem real likely. So we're still pressing with it. I talked to Senator Venables yesterday, and he didn't think the bond bill would be able to. They've had so many requests, he said he just doesn't think it will see it later today. And maybe a small amount, but not a whole lot. So, but we are continuing trying.
Now, does the 500 foot move the road?
No.
No.
Is that something
and it's 12 million?